Left-wing Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was elected on a wave of optimism and hope, sparking flattering coverage that most politicians could only dream of. He was portrayed as a feminist leader who would bring new honesty to government, but now he's fighting for his political survival, accused of bullying an Indigenous female minister on behalf of big business. Two female cabinet ministers have resigned, and an inquiry is continuing today over claims that Mr. Trudeau tried to stop a bribery prosecution of a multinational company. North America correspondent Connor Duffy reports.
Young, progressive, handsome and optimistic, Justin Trudeau had a long honeymoon after his election in 2015. From the cover of Vogue to international trips, he received rock star treatment.
They screamed like smitten teenagers. They called his name.
Justin!
No, not Justin Bieber, it's Justin Trudeau.
He's so handsome!
Now the halo has slipped. Prime Minister Trudeau stands accused of bullying a female Indigenous minister to help a multinational company dodge penalties for bribes paid in Libya.
Well, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is dealing with a growing scandal tonight. It involves what he allegedly told a top official to do about a major company involved in a corruption investigation.
Trudeau's former Attorney General, Jody Wilson-Raybould, resigned over what she claimed was pressure from the Prime Minister's top advisor to let engineering firm SNC-Lavalin off the hook. The company had said a bribery prosecution would lead to heavy job losses and was lobbying for a fine instead. Ms. Wilson-Raybould resigned from the ministry, along with another minister, Jane Philpott. Mr. Trudeau's advisor, Gerald Butts, denied allegations the Attorney General was intimidated or pressured when he appeared before a parliamentary committee today.
I'm interested to know if you ever witnessed inappropriate pressure on the former Attorney General.
No.
Would you have raised the issue with the Prime Minister had you ever witnessed a colleague inappropriately pressuring the former Attorney General?
Absolutely.
Mr. Butts is one of the Prime Minister's closest aides, though the scandal has forced him to resign too. Today he also denied the Attorney General was moved to a different portfolio because she refused to go along with the SNC-Lavalin plan.
Minister Wilson-Raybould said, quote, "I feel I'm being shifted out of justice for other reasons." The Prime Minister replied that he was doing the shuffle because he had to, and because he thinks it's the best thing for the government and the country.
Prime Minister Trudeau has defended himself, saying he was just fighting for Canadian jobs. But there's no doubt the scandal has tarnished him. It's manna from heaven for Canadian Conservatives who are facing a long period in the wilderness. Conservative strategist Jamie Ellerton says the government of Justin Trudeau's Liberal Party is facing an existential crisis.
If you strip it down to its core of what has gone on, you have well-connected Liberal Party corporate insiders who got the government to put a criminal code amendment into a budget bill in order to let SNC-Lavalin off the hook for criminal prosecution as it relates to their bribing of Gaddafi officials in Libya.
Jamie Ellerton says the scandal is turning voters off because it contrasts sharply with everything they thought they were voting for with Mr. Trudeau.
The kind of complete hypocrisy or exercise in cognitive dissonance, old backroom corporate deals to let connected insiders off the hook, really speak to our direct contradiction to what he ran on.
Canadians will go to the polls in October, and Justin Trudeau will be working to repair his standing with voters between now and then. This is Connor Duffy in Washington for AM.